So, first achievable future.
I think we need to make use of these superpowers. We need to get better at observing our product, better at observing our project. There are tools out there that would allow us to do that. And I think we can start using those. We can integrate those into our workflows. There's something turning up called large-scale test automation, where you use a massive number of poorly designed tests. I'm not saying that's the only way to go, but we can do a lot more tests than we're currently doing by automating those parts that are usefully automated. We can also start doing tests we couldn't touch by using things like emulation, by using tools that affect the environments that our systems work in. We can start to do tests that were difficult, expensive, time-consuming. We can do those, and we can do those in bulk. I think one of our great superpowers that we can make use of right now is to get real-time metrics into a project. This is every project I've worked on when we've used real-time metrics has become a more open and a more agile project. I love real-time metrics. If you can do it, even if only in the small, then do it. And we're starting to find that with cheap web servers, I mean, this, the box I showed you earlier, the Macintosh, it's under $500 US, and it is a more powerful Unix machine than the first machine I worked on in my career, which ran an entire bank across Europe. Why shouldn't we be able to use that to at least give us real-time metrics? And finally, I think this is something a little bit more extended, but I've seen it in action. Working in a way that allows us to collaborate. Working in a way that allows us to get in amongst our documents in an agile, rapid way is certainly paying big dividends in terms of the superpowers for software testers. We're suddenly able to see when a document's going to be turning up, when it was last changed. We can work with requirements that aren't simply encapsulated, but are actually living and reflect the requirements of our customers. And then we're going to have to deal with commoditization. Products are becoming commoditized, and I think that we also have to become commoditized. We're going to abstract some of our testing. Testing that depends on a graphical user interface is becoming less acceptable. I think it probably hasn't got all that long left. I think we have to abstract the testing from the interface and start to show that an object has value even after change. Agile testing's approach to test-led design produces unit tests that are change monitors, if nothing else. They show when something that you've changed has had an effect elsewhere. I think that we're going to start to move towards that with testing. And I think that as we automate some of these tests, we can also outsource them. The skill is in the design, and the skill is in the observation. If we can take those skills and outsource the execution, that will make our lives, I believe, simpler, easier, faster. But the skill of design and observation is very hard for that particular approach. I still think we need to embrace it. And I think we can push this kind of testing upstream. We're already seeing test-led design in unit testing. We're seeing better unit tests come out of that. They're not necessarily complete unit tests, but we're starting to see an idea of testing pushed further upstream. With collaborative documentation, we can also start to push exploratory approaches like reviews further upstream. Exploratory approaches that don't necessarily have a system in place. Also, then we're going to have to put as computers that are always on, computers that are multiple users, systems that allow access to data as their key quality, need to allow access to data all the time from lots of different places. And our test techniques will have to change to reflect that. I think we also need to start looking at the effects that our software will have on an external system. Part of ubiquitous computing is that we know that our machines and our software have to be resilient, and we probably have access to repair them on the fly. That changes the way we test as well. So, those are our futures that I'm thinking of. Took this yesterday, snowy. Those are the futures that I'm thinking of. I think we have a bright future as software testers. I think we probably also have a radically different future as software testers. And I've tried to show you ideas that are doable with the tools we have now, the skills and the ideas we have now. But is it achievable? Well, I don't know. And it's not up to me. It's up to all of you to change, to be able to achieve. So I think a change is coming. A big, big change. It's been 10 years, as far as I can tell, without all that much change in the software industry. And so it's up to you. How are you going to change? And how are you going to be changed? My question to this audience is, are you going to evolve into that change? Or do you want to live through a revolution? Thank you very much.